Liga.
Your province, your news. East Coast Radio News Watch.
8 people, including 4 children, have been killed in a horrific crash on the KZN South Coast. Road traffic officials say a truck and a buggy collided on the N2 North near Scottborough off-ramp last night. The RTI's Cindy Msimang says the children were aged between 2 and 4 years. She's given an update on what they know so far.
The buggy had conveyed 10 passengers. Only 2 survived and 1 is in a critical condition in hospital. It was alleged that the heavy motor vehicle was traveling on the slow lane and the buggy rear-ended the heavy motor vehicle, resulting in multiple fatalities. We're still trying to establish if all the deceased are related or maybe one family.
The Gompepe Commission of Inquiry says it's ready to begin public hearings in Johannesburg this morning with opening statements by interested parties. The commission, chaired by retired Constitutional Court Judge Sisi Gompepe, will investigate alleged interference in the Truth and Reconciliation Commission's case investigations and prosecutions. Family members of TRC victims, former officials, and other witnesses will testify. The commission was established after a court application was filed by 25 families and survivors, along with the Foundation for Human Rights. It aims to hold accountable those responsible for blocking hundreds of murder cases and serious crimes from being pursued. Here's the Foundation's Zaid Kimi.
From the Foundation's perspective, it's also a question of how can we stop this happening again? How can we be in a position where 5 or 10 years from now, people ask, why weren't those cases prosecuted? Was it because some politicians decided that, you know, they're not worth prosecuting? And what can we do about it? We don't want to be in that position. So we want to hold people to account for not doing their jobs.
The National Prosecution Authority's anti-corruption wing, IDAC, says it won't be drawn into speculation of what might have led to the kidnapping of its head of investigations and operations. Matthew Sisoko was kidnapped, beaten and robbed of his electronic devices while driving home on Friday. His assailants abandoned him in an area east of Midrand on Saturday morning. Sisoko dealt with the investigation that led to the arrest of crime intelligence boss Dumisani Khumalo and 6 other officials in June. IDAC says police are investigating the incident. And the BBC's Director General Tim Davey and new CEO Deborah Turnus have resigned following a row over the editing of a documentary about US President Donald Trump. Questions about impartiality arose over a panorama clip of a 2021 speech. 2 separate sections, which were 15 minutes apart, were combined, giving the impression that Trump told supporters he'd walk with them to the US Capitol to fight like hell. The Telegraph published details of a leaked internal BBC memo that suggested the program had misleadingly edited the speech in a way that made it seem that Trump had directly called for violence on Capitol Hill on January the 6th, 2021. Critics say this made it appear that the American leader was openly encouraging the riots. Trump has welcomed the resignations, calling Davey and Turnus very dishonest people. Durban's reaching a high of 26 degrees, Barentsburg 25, Richards Bay 27. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesa.